For Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, as we see the white of the snow, we're reminded that your grace has taken a heart and soul darkened by sin and made it even whiter than the snow. And Father, if we slow down and pay attention, we'll notice that as the wind blows the snow around, it looks like sparkles of diamonds glittering in the sunshine, dancing to and fro. And Father, that should be an image in our minds of our souls in you, free, sparkling with a clean and everlasting glow. So Father, as we come with those images in mind, there's one more that is a sound, and it's the sound of the wind. Father, that sound should remind us of the movement of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and the birth of your church, of your power and your presence that is as true today as it was then. So, Father, as we come, amidst the white of a cleansed life as we repent of our sins, amidst the movement of diamonds and glitter, your work in our lives, we thank you. And as your Holy Spirit would fill us, let us listen and be led. So, Father, we come to bring our hearts before you, burdens that are there, cares upon our lives, worries and tribulations. But Father, we don't stop there. We bring our joys and our celebrations to you. We bring them before your very presence in gratefulness and gratitude for forgiveness, for strength, for hope. And Father, as we bring our own needs, we bring the needs of this, your church, that you would continue in us a vision to serve, to be a part of this community in your name. And Father, we lift each other up as we walk this journey together. For the church isn't the brick and mortar, but the people who are present. So Father, today we do lift each other up, but we pray for other churches in our community. We pray for those around the world who believe in Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for those who are creators and makers of peace, who extend hands of love and grace in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray truly for the needs of our hearts, but particularly into Florida and those families, community. Will life ever be back to normal? What is normal? Father, may your grace abound and your love prevail and your peace be found. And Father, we pray for the leaders of our nation and nations around the world that they would hear of the Holy Spirit, receive salvation of Christ, and lead out of his love in their lives and their care for others in our world. Father, we truly lift up the leaders of the world before you. Father, we realize that you are responsible for the raising of kingdoms and for the crashing of them as well. For you are the God of the known universe. We spell your name with a big G. And Father, in the midst of all that we see and all that we experience, we need a big G God in our lives and the world around us. So, Father, we continue to pray for those who are indeed in nursing homes, hospitals. Father, those who travel. What an uncertain time as we hear the wind blow to be air flighted out. Father, be with them. And now we'd ask that you would hear us as we join our hearts and our voice to pray the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.